T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is now 9:41 here at WCCO. Welcome. You are listening to Steel Talking. Usually around this time, we're just getting on after the Timberwolves game. The Timberwolves lost. Oh, boo-hoo. But we understand. Keep going. Just keep going. And by the way, I'm really excited that this is center stage because at least I get a couple of great guests on, some artists that are doing really big things. And as you know, Center Stage is brought to you by Chanhassen Dinner Theater. So thank you, Chanhassen, for making this happen. Their new show opened just this past Friday and runs through February 23rd at the Chanhassen. It's called Holiday Inn. You know the show. You love it. All you have to do is go to ChanhassenDT for dinnertheater.com to get your tickets. Also, Sometimes There's Wine has been extended. You definitely want to get by and check it out. I believe it's been extended through October 24th. I hope I have that right. That's at Park Square Theater. A girlfriend of mine bought me a ticket to make sure I go see it. I'm terrible. My goodness. Ferris Mueller's Day Off runs until October 27th at the Brave New Workshop. Also, Is God is through October 14th at the Mixed Blood Theater. You have another week to go see it. Frankenstein Playing with Fire runs till October 27th at the Guthrie Theater. I've been hearing rave reviews about that. Also, Church Basement Ladies, You Smell Barn. Yeah, that's the name of it. That's playing through February 14th at the Ames Center in Burnsville. Again, that's at the Ames Center in Burnsville. And finally, For Colored Girls is open until October 21st at the Penumbra Theater in St. Paul. Well, my first guest tonight in studio with me, she came all the way through the rain. She did. She really did. She's joining me in studio. Her name is Jordan Myers, but she now goes by the name of Jor. She's releasing an amazing new album named, and I'm going to see if I can get this right, Chiaroscuro. Why the name change and what is with the whole album title? Let's find out. Welcome to WCCO, Jor.
Thank you.
Great to have you in studio with us. Did you get her microphone on for me? There you are. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Okay. Awesome to have you in studio. Okay. So here's the deal. You have this brand new album and I can barely pronounce the name. Why?
Well, the name is Chiaroscuro and it's an Italian art term that's used in painting to describe the transition from light to dark and the way that shading and shadows are used in high contrast with light. So I guess the real answer is that I felt like that term adequately described the music.
I agree with that. I'm really glad you gave me the definition of that because yeah. I was listening on SoundCloud, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to the album and I'm like, whoa. And then I meet you and there's nothing about you that says from light to dark at all. So tell me why you changed your name and shortened it to Jor.
Well, the kind of funny answer is that no one can spell Jordan Myers right. But the truth is, I really wanted to, I guess I felt as Jordan Myers that I was doing a lot of session work. I was playing in other people's bands as a keys and synth player. I was touring and doing that kind of thing for other people. And I sort of wanted to create some distance from that and have a separate identity for my own project.
You successfully did that.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a listen to one of your songs. We're going to play either Danger Game. I think that one's pretty upbeat, right?
Yeah, that one's.
All right, let's play that. Let's take a listen. By the way, she has a concert coming up on October 11th. Again, that's October 11th at the Cedar Culture Center. Okay, so that's cool, right? I expected to walk in and see you with a mohawk. No, seriously, because I'm listening to some of these songs. Here are some of the names. I got to tell them about this. Black Hole. I listened to Black Hole, right? I was like, whoa, capture me, right?
Yeah.
So how in the world did you come up with this? Because you've done two other projects before,
mm-hmm.
right? And you took a totally different turn.
Yeah, I think that there was – I wanted to challenge myself in my writing. So I felt like my first record was – which isn't really out anywhere anymore. It sort of Yeah, it was a first record. So I just kind of have sort of removed it from the internet. But it was a lot more soulful and I guess had a lot more of this kind of influence, which you would hear on this song Black Hole or the song you just heard Danger Game. And then my second record, I was influenced by all of this indie alternative sort of avant-garde music. And so it was really like far to the left as in terms of creativity and weirdness. And so I wanted to challenge myself to find something that would be both artistic and accessible to people. And so I worked really hard to find that intersection, trying to create hooks that were memorable and entertaining, but while staying true to like the message that I wanted to convey without being shallow or silly.
You know, most people, usually most artists, when they are recording music, they stay with a certain type of sound. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the first album was that soulfulness. In fact, my producer says she's got this soulful voice, you know? And then all of a sudden you turn around and you change it up and do that indie thing. Then mm-hmm. you change it up again. Do you feel that's risky when people don't quite know what to expect from you?
I guess that part of rebranding and becoming Jure was embracing this kind of, I guess, combination of those two worlds and trying to find the truest form of my own voice, the truest form of my own writing. And I think that I took those two albums to sort of weave my way through and find myself. And this is the first time that I felt like I really nailed it.
Okay, so the concert that's coming up on October 11th mm-hmm. at the Cedar Culture Center, will they see this Jure? This is just you with this album? Or are you going to show them each iteration of you that night so they can see from the first album to the third?
That's a great question. I will be primarily playing the new songs from this new record. There may be one or two sprinkled in from my last record.
Maybe one or two?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got 10 on this one.
10, yeah. So I'm probably not going to play 20 songs,
right.
But I'll play, 10 or 11. So there may be one or two, like I said, from the record before, but primarily focusing on this one since it's the new release, I'm most excited about it.
And you've changed the look as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've put a lot of thought into creating also a visual aesthetic that matches the music and the message.
I wish we had time for you and I to go to breakfast or lunch or dinner or cocktails and just sit and talk, because you are really quite fascinating.
Thank you.
As far as what I've read about you, what I know now about the two albums, mm-hmm. I'm quite fascinated how you got here. Was there something in your life that happened, or you just said, I want to rebrand myself. I wanted to redefine who I am and go and get a totally different audience.
It was, I think, purposeful in the sense that I really was kind of in my 20s and early 20s when I made the first two records. And as I got older, I just kind of was navigating through my life and realizing there were areas of my life where I wasn't standing up for myself or being my whole self. And so this was a chance for me to really unveil, I think, the part of myself that either I've hidden from people or I've been hiding from myself. And in a lot of ways, this is sort of a rebirth of me.
Final question. Do you have children?
No.
Married?
No.
Siblings?
No. Yes. My brother died when I was in high school.
I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And then your parents are still with us?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. How do they feel about this new Jure?
But they're excited. Yeah, my dad is...
Will they be there at the Cedar Culture Center?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, my dad is, of course, just proud of me no matter what. My mom's a graphic designer, so she's just really happy that it's beautiful. I like that the art is so, specifically designed and it matches the aesthetic of the music and everything. She just is excited that it's this whole piece of art. And then my dad's just like, good job, kid.
Now, this album is being released, of course, and the big show is happening at Cedar Culture Center, October 11th. This is a CD release show. If you want more information, just go to her website. That's Jure, J-O-U-R, music.xyz. Even her website is interesting. So here's the thing. If you do another one, would you please send me the CD?
Of course.
Because seriously, I want to see who you will be.
Of course.
On the fourth album.
Sure.
Thank you for coming in mm-hmm. studio.
Thanks for having me today.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And we are excited because tonight we have with us Sandy Bourne Barrett. And who is she? Well, I don't know if you've heard, the 35th season at Stages Theater has kicked off with Charlotte's Web. I remember getting the brochure and reading all about it. Wilbur, Charlotte, and the whole gang, you know this story, they'll be there for the Timeless Classic, which runs through now through the 21st. Now, Stages Artistic Director is Sandy Bourne Barrett, and she is joining me now. Hey, Sandy, how you be?
I am awesome. How are you doing, Geraldine?
I'm doing really well. So tell me all about Charlotte's Web.
Wow, this is a lovely adaptation. It runs about 65 minutes, so it's appropriate for all ages. And the way it is told is so lovely in that there are all of the characters on the farm also become narrators in the world of Charlotte and Wilbur. And it's beautifully crafted. There is original music composed by James Leckitz. Wonderful for all ages, and I can't think of a better way to kick off what is we're calling our most magnificent season. It's our 35th anniversary season with what has been our most attended fall show ever, Charlotte's Web.
And it's playing for a month, which is really great. And it's only 55 minutes long?
It runs about 65 minutes,
a
little shy of that. But it tells the entire story in a beautiful way. And the artistry that the designers has brought, it's really mesmerizing for kids and for adults.
A lot of times you really do have adults that come in. In fact, you guys have nights sometimes, if I'm not mistaken. Are you the ones that have a night sometimes for the adults, the parents?
Well, we do. We have some evening performances as well as some, most of our evening performances are on Fridays. But we serve a lot of school groups, but we have great 1 o'clock shows for families. We also do some pay what you can performances,
mm-hmm.
That allow families who otherwise would not be able to see the show to come and pay whatever they can, even that that's nothing. But it's in order to make sure that we are access friendly and that we are including everyone in what is the mission of every young person seeing themselves in our audience and on our stage.
Can I just say that it is so important that a piece like this is on the stage for the children, considering what our nation has been through this year, what we have watched, what we have experienced and politically, and it's been really tough. And the children are asking the questions. My daughter is a teacher at a high school, and you can imagine the discussions that they have in the classrooms. And then, of course, to try to get children to understand what is happening. They hear their parents talking about it at home and in the neighborhoods. And then here comes this beautiful story that talks about friendship and sticking together and standing by one another. That is really quite remarkable. I know that you probably didn't know this was coming, but I am convinced that when it comes to theater and how they lay out their seasons, something is going to come down the line that makes sense for you to have this on the stage.
Oh, you're not kidding. I mean, I am so excited to bring this story because it's not only about friendship, it's about actually sticking through a relationship that isn't easy. And I think that through Charlotte and Wilbur, you learn that sometimes it's not always the easiest thing to do what's right. But ultimately, it's the right thing to do. You know, I also have to say, since you're talking about, you know, the fact that a season always has something to do with the world, you know, we're also running a show called Fish in a Tree, and it's about a girl who has dyslexia. And she figures out that she has a lot to offer the world through the eyes of a teacher. So I feel like our fall season is saying a lot more than we maybe thought it was going to, given where we are right now in the world.
Okay, let me ask you very quickly before you have to go. Who's playing the pig and who's playing Charlotte?
Oh, Charlotte is played by an adult. Her name is Boo, but our Wilbur is played by Soren. And, oh my gosh, Soren is so talented. He actually has performed on the Guthrie stage. He also did a national tour of Matilda. So he traveled around the United States. He did a Broadway tour. And he is on our stage bringing to life the role of Wilbur. And it's just lovely.
Wow, incredible. It's so beautiful to see the cast and the diversity that you put on your stage. We really are so grateful to see it, and I look forward to seeing more. So congratulations to you, Sandy. That's a big deal.
35 years is a biggie.
It's huge. It is huge. You take care of yourself, and thank you for coming on again tonight.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right, and of course, that is Stages Theater. If you haven't been there, it's in Hopkins. You don't want to not go, because it really is a fun place to go and see a show. They have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.